most precious Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you once again that we have this grace to be in your house, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the way you helped us, Master. And Lord, you bless us on Sunday. Thank you, Lord, ever since then, Lord, in our various places of responsibility, it's been your protection, your grace, your love, even journey mercies to those that travel to work, Master. We are grateful, we are thankful on today. Thank you that your grace has brought us once again to your house, Lord, this evening, Lord, for this midweek prayer meeting, Lord. Lord Jesus, we are depending on you to help us, Lord. In the little word of admonition, Master, may you help us and speak through us. Father, hear through us also, Father. Lord, at the time of prayer, help us to pray, Lord. Pray in us and pray through us with glory that cannot be altered, Master. And Lord, give us faith to believe our prayers, Lord. Lord Jesus, may we go back home light-footed, Lord, believing, Lord, with the assurance that you have answered our prayers, Lord. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Have your way in our midst. Take perfect and absolute control of the service, that your name and your name alone will be glorified, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Master. Blessed be thy name, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. God bless you. You are all welcome to the service, to this midweek prayer meeting. Let's take our Bible as we read from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, from verse 7 to verse 12. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste all in wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eyes. As an eagle steereth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth above her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We thank God for bringing us once again for this midweek prayer meeting. We just want to continue a little with our sermon that we started some time ago. As the eagle steereth up her nest, fluttereth over her young. But the title is As the Eagle Steereth Up Her Nest. Praise the Lord. We've gone a little, though we've not gone deep to the main purpose why Brabram preached the sermon, but we are still going around it, bringing the background sort of. Now, we've heard that this God liking is himself to an eagle. Our God liking himself to an eagle. And his prophet also, Rabbi said, they are God's eagle. And we are his eaglets. Praise the Lord. So we are talking about God and his children. Praise ye the Lord. And I believe all of us here are God's children. Are we? Uh-huh. We are God's children. So we are talking about ourselves, about our God, and about his words in our lives. Praise ye the Lord. So, we've seen that Abraham said, he said, an eagle is a reaper with a beak. That is, it tears flesh and it feasts with the beak. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So God feeds his children by the speaking of his word from his mouth. That is the way he feeds his children. That is why he's the great mama, papa, ego. Praise ye the Lord. And Brother Bram also taught us that the ego, Brother Bram said that the ego has a powerful eyes. And that is why it can fly so high. You see, even science taught us that as when the ego is far in the sky, it can see the ground clearly. So the eyes is so powerful that it can see clearly on the ground. Praise ye the Lord. Brother Bram taught us that that is the way prophets of God are. What we naturally cannot see, God can raise them higher and see even to see the end of the world, even to the millennium. And that is why the Bible is the book of prophecy. Everything that will happen on this earth has been laid down in the scriptures. And nothing as thus far has missed as God has laid down in the scripture. And nothing will miss as that God has laid down by his prophet in the scriptures. Praise ye the Lord. So, his prophets are eagle. And Brother Abraham also taught us about the wings of an eagle. He said the wings of an eagle is so powerful. That is why they can fly so high in the altitude that it is very difficult to live. In that altitude, the blowing of the air and things will not allow anybody to stay there. But the eagle is so powerfully made that the wings are so strong, tightly to the body, that Rabbi said you cannot use your hand to pull the wings out of his, or the feathers out of his body. For you to do it, to pull the feathers out of the body of an eagle, he said you have to put your two legs on the arm of the eagle and use a plier to pull it out. That is how powerful those wings are. That is why when they get up there, they don't feel anything. They don't disintegrate as other birds will do when they get up there. Praise ye the Lord. Brother Bram said, an eagle is a heavenly bird. It's not a earthly bird. It's a heavenly bird. Sorry, that is the way they call it. We call it bird, but they call it bird. Praise ye the Lord. So it's an heavenly bird that so high in the sky, far, far in the. But sometimes, when you look at it, it will be. Baba said the one that he said he saw at Colorado. He said he got to the point that eagle was like a small dot in his by his eyes. And Baba said when he read about this eagle, that God likened his heritage to eagle and he himself is an eagle. He said he took interest in studying eagle. And he said he looked at them through his binoculars to see what actually is special about the eagles. And we are going to see what he said in those about those eagles. Praise ye the Lord. Now, another thing I want to bring to our understanding is that eagle loves rock. That is me saying that from what Brother Bram has said. Eagle loves rocks. And eagle knew the power of rocks. You see, because eagle, Brother Bram taught us that when they want to give birth to their young, lay their eggs, they don't lay their eggs on the ground. Brother Bram said they fly so high and look for a cleft in the rock. That is where they lay, that is where they prepare their eaglets to be born. A cleft in the rock. And also, eagle is a good hunter. He knows the power of the rocks. When eagle comes down, when eagle sees his prey that he wants to pick, eagle will go. Eagle doesn't fear. He doesn't fear anything. Even to the cub of lions, eagle feasts on them. Snake, eagle feasts on them. Wolf, eagle feasts on them. They don't fear anything. And when they catch anything as a prey, they don't just stay there to deal with them. They pick them up far to the sky and drop them on the rock. Any terrestrial animal that you take far to the sky already is miserable. Not to talk of dropping them on the rock. And when they take them so far, so high, and drop them on the rock, that animal is useless, it's dead. That is the way the eagle feeds on it. Even snake, eagle will catch snake. He's not afraid of snake. He will catch snake. And one thing Brother Brown said about the eagle's leg is that even science says so. They said eagle's leg is so powerful that his legs are stronger than our hands. Praise the Lord. When eagle grip anything, it will take another thing for you to take it away from it. The legs are so powerful, more powerful than human's hands. So when they take anything and squeeze anything, that thing is gone. Praise you, God. They don't lose anything that they catch. Sometimes eagle will fly down to the sea and catch fish from the fish and go away with it. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful bird. So that is why we are studying this eagle. Now, last time we got to the point where Brother Bram said he saw a very the worst thing he has ever seen in his life when he saw an eagle in a cage. So I think I was saying something the other Sunday on that, and it seemed the church was quiet. So I will have to read today some of the things Brother Brown said on a cage eagle. Okay, then let me go ahead of myself. Let me just read. Brahman said he saw this eagle. He went to the zoo with his daughter. This is the Cincinnati Zoo. And he said there they saw an eagle that has just been caught by woman's madness. This eagle was caught in the cage. I believe the cage must be very large. And this eagle, because Brahman said Brahman also said that eagle, the female is bigger than the male. He said a big female eagle, he said from tip to tip is 14 feet. Could be as long as 14 feet from tip to tip. I don't know how you can describe 14 feet. No, I don't know. So then Rabbi said this big eagle was caught in this cage, and being an heavenly bird, the cage is, of course, is open. He can see the sky. He knows it belongs to the sky. He sees the sky. And he made an attempt to fly away from the cage. But each time he flies, it will hit his head on the bar of the cage. And also his wings on the bar of the cage and will be forced down. He tries again with greater force, maybe. Go hit his head on the bar of the cage. And you have to fall down back again until the head and the wings were bleeding. Abraham said, what a terrible sight he saw. Then Abraham said this. I thought, 60:08:04. 60 as the eagle's chariot. 60:08:04. Paragraph 84. 60:08:04. Alright. I thought that is the most pitiful thing I ever seen in my life. I thought if they would sell it to me, that eagle, I would buy that eagle right now and turn him loose. If I had to have staff and allowance my children at the table to pay for that eagle to let him loose, they won't do it. And I went down there and I sat down there. I couldn't keep from crying. And then something said to me, you have seen worse than that. To see men who are born to be sons of God shackled down by what? Creeds. Shackled down by the creeds in them denominations, shackled down by creeds and denominations, and the people that say the days of miracle is past. Is that true? That the days of miracles are past? Today, everybody in the world today know that the days of miracle is not past. But at the time of Brother Brown, when Brother Brown was here, when the revival started, people were saying that the days of miracles are past. That was what the people were saying in their denominations. before God started the revival through Brother Abraham and Orarobot and the rest of them, until everybody, even before Brother Abraham left, believed that the days of miracle is not past. Brother Abraham said it. Praise the Lord. But that was the belief of some people, and that kept the people banned. Until they don't expect God to perform miracles. They said in their denominations, they said that we have doctors. Once the doctors cannot help them, that is the end. Thank you. That is the end. Once the doctor cannot help them, they do not believe in the supernatural. Praise the Lord. I'm coming. The days of miracles is past. When he actually is born to be an eagle to fly in the light of the heavens yonder. Brother, under the power and the supernatural strength of God, to walk by faith and not by sight. And some shrewd fellow has caught him and bound him down in something by a creed or something. Repeat this creed, and that is all you have to do. Oh, brother, to get that man out of a cage. You see? That is a cage. And anything we believe contrary to the revealed word of God today is what? Is the same cage. If you believe that you can have the Holy Ghost and still commit fornication, you are in a cage. Praise you, the Lord. If you believe that where Brother Abraham has gone, God can no longer do the miracle he used to do in the time of Brother Abraham, you are in a cage. May God help us. And we are supposed to be God's eaglets, who believe God for everything, because all things are possible to God and to them who believe that all things are possible to them. So we should not cage ourselves in any unbelief. It's okay. That was what I was saying that Sunday, that if you believe anything contrary to the word of God today, you are also in a cage. May God help us. You see, the sky, oh, mercy, I don't know whether I could say it like that. The sky is not even our limit as a child of God. The sky is not our limit. Is the sky our limit? Because we are to travel far, far, go to the heavens of heaven. Praise ye the Lord. And the Bible says we are seated in Christ where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. How then will I be bound by the theology of men that God cannot do something for me? May God be gracious to us. God wants his children to be holy. God wants his children to live a righteous and holy life. And everything that will not make a child of God to live a holy life, we should know that is the devil. And we should deal with it. Not that we should take it that God cannot, well, this is how far God can help me. That is you. May God be gracious to us. All right. 86. Oh, brother, to get that man out of a cage, to see sons and daughters of God cage in, is a pitiful, the most sad thing I ever seen, is to know that men and women who are born, see, women walk the street half naked in these little old clothes around here, and know that that woman is absolutely possessed of an evil spirit. That is right. Sister, let me tell you something. You say, I'm as pure as a lily. I wear them. But do you realize something? Let me tell you, at the day of the judgment, you are going to answer for committing adultery. The Bible said, it was even Jesus that said so. Whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. You might be as pure as a lily, but you dress yourself like that, and sinful men of the world look at you, is going to have to answer for committing adultery with you. And you are going to have to answer for presenting yourself in the same way before him. That is right. This little old dirty sexy cloth that women wear and is getting into our Pentecostal ranks, is getting into our mercy believing rank. May God have mercy on us. You think the ministers are hard? It's too bad. No, sir. Don't you never do that. A lady said to me, I said something like that one time. This woman said to me, said, "Where, Brother Abraham? They don't sell any other kind of cloth but this kind." I said, they still sell goods. What's in Tasho? And they have showing machine. We still have showing machines and show mistresses. There is no excuse at all. That is right, brother. When this old heart gets right with God there, and the eagle spirit begins to move up, you climb above those things of the world. The trouble of it is we are not attending prayer meetings and attending churches and doing what is right. We are staying at home to see some movie stars or something like that on our television and on censors program. Some of them dirty jokes and things they are cracking. And that is the wrong thing to put before our young generation of people. Used to be it was wrong for the people, holiness people, to go to movies. The devil pulled one on them. He put them right in the house. Now it's no more in the house. It's in the hands. He put them right in the house, in the hands. That is exactly right. Oh, it's too bad. But brother, let me tell you, they might put you in a cage, but you are still an eagle. I can tell you there is a way out tonight. Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Brother Bram taught us of eagles that by a farmer taking the egg of an eagle, putting it under the hen, was hatched among the hens. We are going to talk about that later. Was hatched among the hen. Oh, mercy. I was thinking I'm going to stop by 7. No problem. Was hatched among the hen, and that hen was following the chicks. Go, 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 go. You are coming. We'll come on that later. What I want to bring out is this. Brother Abraham says something spectacular about that eaglet. That eagle that is among the chickies. Says something about that eaglet, which we need to, we know it, which we need to, how do I call it? We need to remind ourselves. You see, that eaglet among the chicks, he needs to hear the word of God to be free. Praise the Lord. He's moving with the chickens, but he needs to hear the word of his father to be free from among the chickens and believe his father. If he doesn't believe the cry of the mama eagle, he won't leave that place. So everybody that is believing wrongly what is contrary to the word of God must believe right before God will help him. Praise the Lord. You must believe right the word of God before God will help you. That is what Barbara said in that story. We'll get to it later, but there's no time now. Or maybe I should just say something along that line before we... Oh. Well, maybe later we... What I wanted to. All right, let me say something along that line before while we are on it, before we close. Brother Abraham said, "I wish I could just, maybe I should just try to read, look at it a little." I don't know. All right. Let's go to 60:04:03. Just give me 5 minutes, please. 60:04:03. Paragraph. Okay, from paragraph 171. All right. You can just. All right. Take. You can go up. Go up. Let's go to towards the end. Hold it. You can go up a little. All right, let's talk. 159. Now, before we read, Brother Brown said that eaglet that is among the chickens is just managing to live. When they say cluck, 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 the days of miracle is past. Cluck, 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 don't mind them. We have false prophets. Cluck, 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 this and this and that. And they pick dirty things from the ground. But this eagle, that is not his diet. He knows he's just managing. He knows that this is not, his heart is not agreeing with what is being said. But one day the mama said, remember that she laid 2 or 3 eggs and one is missing. And she went searching for that eaglet, that egg that was missing. Until he saw one that looks like one following the hen. And he screamed. It was the scream of that mama that called the attention of this eagle on the ground. Said, oh, that sounds familiar. That sounds like me. And the mama eagle told him, you are an eaglet, you are not a chicken. And you need to get out of that place. He said, mama, how will I get out of this place? He said, just jump and flop your wings, your God-given way. Flop them. When you get to a level, I will come and take you. Praise the Lord. The eagle did not come directly to come and pick his kids or his eaglet. He only instructed the eaglet on what to do and get to a point before he can pick him. Now let's read. But he's a separated person. Yes, sir. He didn't want none of that stuff. Didn't look right to him. Didn't smell right. Didn't have the right kind of an atmosphere around there. He didn't like that at all. He said, no. And one day, the old mother eagle come hunting. I'm so glad he comes for me. He flew over the barnyard, looked down there, and he seen a little one. And he screamed. He said, honey, you are not a chicken. You are mine. When he heard that voice, he looked up. And that sounded good. His nature was an eagle. His nature. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He hold her back. Amen. He hold her back. Love not the world or the things of the world. If you do, the love of God is not in you. The eagle hold her back. Amen. He said, that sounds good. When I come back over, honey, you can jump. Only thing you got to do is flop your little wings of faith. I will pick you up. Flop your little wings of faith. I will do what? Pick you up. How am I going to get out of it, mama? Just flop your wings. That's all. You will come right on out. Just take your faith and step right out on it. Go to popping because you are an eagle to begin with. Sure, you are an eagle to start with. Flop your wings. She was sailing around above. You look like one of mine down there. Where are you at? And the little fellow jumped on his feet, bounced up and down 4 or 5 times, you know, like he clapped his little hands or wings together. like that. And the first thing you know, he got his feet off the ground. But you know what he did? The little eagle, she sat right down on top of a post in the vineyard. In the vineyard, right in the middle of a big Pentecostal denomination. You know what? Mother eagle flew around again. She looked at her. Slack on, bobbed ear, painted face, said, "Honey, you look more like a Pentecostal buzzard than you do a Pentecostal eagle. You will have to wash yourself a little more than that, or I can't even get you, right? I don't mean to hurt your feeling, but I want to share something off of you. Let me tell you, brother, why the Pentecostal church needs a cleaning from the pulpit to the pews. That is exactly right. Laying aside the weights. No wonder we cannot have revival eating the butchers, staying home at night to watch some favorite television instead of going to your prayer meeting service. Wearing those old women, a woman wearing these clothes, a man takes a little social drink and telling dirty jokes and things among one another. What do you mean, men? God can never reach down in a mess of stuff like that. You must have the biggest, you may have the biggest church there is in the country. You may have more money than you have ever got. That aren't got one thing to do with it. You must associate with what you call a better intellectual crowd. You might associate. You might wear a better stuff of cloth. But, brother, God wants a clean heart and a clean hands. He wants a clean up church. Then he can show himself. When God spread forth his great wings and showed his power, that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The eagle say, "Yes, Lord, that is what I want. I'm fighting for it. I'm coming to it." Sure, he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Praise the Lord. So, Abraham, in other words, he said that this eagle must get right before God will come and pick him. He didn't just come and pick his child and go. This child has something to do. He needs to wash himself from the things of the world. He needs to do something that God, before God will come and pick him up. Praise the Lord. It's not that the eagle just came down, picked him, and went. This eaglet has a job to do. He has to wash himself of all the unbelief out of him. And believe what the mama eagle is saying. Say amen to every word. Believe everything that God is saying and putting forth to him. He has to flop his wings and get to the post and be clean before the mama eagle will come and pick him up. Praise the Lord. So God expects us to do what? To do, and that is why he said, "Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ." Then God will now do his own work. May God help us. And when we have any belief contrary to the revealed word, we are nothing but in a cage which God needs to deliver us from. May God be gracious to us. The great mama eagle. And you see, one glorious thing about this is this. Once a child of God is an eaglet, once a boy or a man or a woman is an eaglet, that is one thing, they cannot see the word of their father and go contrary to it. Because that is their makeup. That is their nature. That's what Brother said. That is their nature. That is what they are made up of. And they cannot see that word and kick that word. They cannot kick against the word of their nature. And that was why when all of us saw the word of God in denomination, what do we do? We left the place. Because we heard from our Heavenly Father. Because we are God's eaglets. And when an eaglet here, you see, when you are feeding, of course, when you are feeding, you say you are feeding and you are starving. You say you are feeding in denominations, and that feeding, you are starving. And you see someone that is richer, what do? You jump for the one that is richer, that can nourish your body and make you what God wants you to be. Because this, the heaven is our place. May God help us. Sorry for taking our time. Abraham also said that an eagle renews his youth according to Psalm 103 verse 5. Eagle renews his youth. And he taught us how they renew their youth. So God's sparing our lives will continue from there next time. Let's bow down our heads and commit ourselves to God. You see, there is this song that says, search me, O God, and do what? And know my heart today. Can we open to the song? Try me, O Savior. Know my thought, I pray. See if there be some wicked ways in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free.
To his word, my power.
shall save and pray. Oh, I now surrender, Lord, in me. Anything, everything that is unlike him out of our lives, he has got to do it, because that is his program, that is his word, that is what, that is the will he laid it down for us to come to him. Our pride, our will, our self-will, our everything that is contrary to it, we've got to surrender everything at his feet for him to have his free course in our lives. As God's eaglet, his desire for us is to be in the heavenlies, to sit with Christ in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, forgetting the things of this world and living in the heavenlies. As God's eaglet, God is calling us higher to the things of God. Let's commit ourselves unto him.
Jesus, the creatures of the cross, the Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you want to be remembered in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand to the Lord Jesus as his servant will pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto thee for being with us as we left here on Sunday. We thank you for each step we took is be by your grace. Thank you for provision for our needs and your protection and cares upon our lives. Lord, we have come again for this midweek meeting to present ourselves unto you. For that is the reason why we come. Each time we come is to present ourselves unto you, so that as your word we go forth, we hear it in doctrine, we hear it in rebuke, we hear it in correction, we hear it in instruction unto righteousness. And your word says, so that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We had a few out of it again this evening. In the course of it, O God, Lord, we examine ourselves whenever your word goes forth. Wherever we find ourselves lacking, we look unto you for mercy. May you help us, O Father,
amen,
to do adjustment, O God, and help us to take away everything that is contrary to you and your way and your nature. I want to be like you, for we know that is your perfect will for us. Thank you, Father. Not by passing your first law, just perfect all that concerns us as we look unto you. Thank you, our Master. We are very grateful to you. As we are about to go into prayers, we ask, O God, that you will help us, inspire us, grant us unction to pray as becoming saints. Let it be, Master. Bless your servant that you have used to draw this into exhortation unto us, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen. This, we sing the first and the last stanza as I hand over to his servant. 38. I am dying, O Lord. I've heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. Oh, I am dying.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege to be in your house for this midweek prayer meeting. We are grateful unto you for your word that we heard in continuation of the message as the eagle soareth forth and nest. Lord, we pray, dear God, that as we believe that you have drawn us by your word in this generation because we are eaglets, we pray, O God, that every characteristic of an eagle may be manifested in our life to the glory of your name. Lord, may there not be manifestations of chickens or vultures or other birds that we found in our life. Have your way, dear Father. May we not be forgetful hearers, the things that we have heard. May the Holy Spirit plant them deep in our heart. Thank you, gracious Father. We are grateful unto you for the privilege to commit our needs and desires unto you also. O Lord, that is your program for us, that if we have need of anything, we are to bring them, O God, unto you, Lord, in prayer and supplication. That we have done tonight, we ask that we take away doubt and unbelief from our heart. Help us to believe your promises. Help us to know that you are not a disappointment. Help us to accept, O God, that you have already heard and you are answering. And Lord, they be manifested to your own glory. Grant it, dear Father. Lord, we pray that you bless our servant you have used for the service and strengthen him the more and lift up the horn of his ministry. Righteous Father, very soon we leave your house to go back to our homes where we come from. May you take us home safely. As we pray that you give us a wonderful night rest. And Lord, the wedding program we have this weekend, we commit it into your hand. Lord, as we have prayed, continue to pray until the day come and gone. Be with the couple, be with the families, be with all that we are being in attendance. And Lord, let the day, O God, be a blessing, dear Father. May everything go successfully, smoothly, to the glory of your name. Every journey that we may be under your protection, O Father. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we ask these petitions, with thanksgiving, in the name of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. We thank the Lord that we have the privilege to be in his house tonight, and I would like to appreciate the church for your prayers for me when I made a short trip to Port Harcourt. And I bring greetings from the brethren in Port Harcourt, both Pastor Yomi Peter's family and the church, Pastor Pololu, and quite a number of his people that also came for the occasion. And we had a good time, and the journey was smooth, and I came back safely. I think by 4 p.m. I was at home on Monday, though the body was tired, but I was back home. God bless you richly. God bless you, Joseph. I can see him at the back. Welcome. This Saturday is the wedding that we have announced between Ebenezer Andrew and Deborah Ogu. And we are going to have a wedding practice here Friday evening. I think will be 6 o'clock later. So whatever program they have outside of that should be done before that time. But the practice is necessary if they want it honorable on Saturday. If they don't practice the way they lay the bed is the way they will lie on it. All the video and the pictures will show whatever the display. And on Saturday, by the grace of God, the wedding is 10 o'clock, not 10:30, 10 o'clock. If you have chosen 12:30 as your own time, I will advise you proceed to the reception place, because you are not going to find us to come and stay and wait for you for 30 minutes, then you will now come and say, okay, we can now start. I've already started discussing with the family and we discuss with the couple and the rest of them. We'll talk that 10 is 10. By 10, we will start. I attended a program in Anglican Church last week, Friday. And it was 5 o'clock program. I entered the compound like 5:02. So I just saw the priest, the bishop of that diocese, was walking towards the hall. We almost walked together to the place. As he entered like this, within 2 minutes, the program took off. And on Saturday, the same thing. They said 10 o'clock, it was 10 o'clock. If it is 3 people around, they start with those 3 people. Others will join. If they don't join, that's all. That is one thing that our message people have refused to incorporate: time. I, as a single person, I don't share that idea. And if it's a program I am part of, I will insist on the time. If it is a visa that they ask people to come for interview by 8 o'clock, no excuse. There will be no excuse. They will be there. If it is bank, they have to collect something and they give them a particular time, they will make sure they are there. It's only church that should understand. It's only God that should understand. Well, I personally, I'm sorry, I won't be able to cope with such. When the time reaches, we start. May the Lord be our help. We'll be doing it like that until we get used to it. When we get used to it, then they will know us that we are also timely. People we used to invite, they have even known us that we don't used to start on time. That's why you see them come 12. Said they will not start. One thing in better. One can take the better thing one. God bless you. What I want to say this one. Let me remove my glasses. This one is a medicated glass too, for sight. Why I have the one for reading? You know, I have some sight challenges recently, so doing everything to correct it. This is part of the something. So it's not sunshade. Neither is it accommodated. It's not all those. It's medical glasses. So that's why I wear it. God bless you. Shall we rise? 2:06. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, yeah, my own, O Christ. Why on others thou art gone, holy, yes, do not pass me, as a Savior, Savior. Savior, yeah, my humble cry. Why on others thou art calling, Lord, do not pass. God bless you to meet again.